Allison Bachman.
Hey everyone, welcome to Visible by Numbers. This is Allison, and I'm so glad that you joined me this evening. Unfortunately, I'm not really here. This is a pre-recorded show. I had a previous speaking engagement this evening, and I really am sorry that I'm not here in person because I love talking to you. I love getting your calls. But I do think that I still have a really interesting show for you because later on in the show, I'm going to be talking about your personal month forecast for November. So, you know, if you stay tuned and listen up, you'll know by the end of the show just what is coming at you in November. What kind of energy are you working with? So stick with me. We're going to be doing the personal month forecast here shortly. One of the ways that I usually like to start off the show is I like to talk about if today is your birthday. Today is the 5th of November. So what does that mean? What does it mean if you're born on the 5th? And this really could apply to any month. First off, you are one free spirit. We all know you're a wild child, you fives out there. Very free-spirited energy. They love change. You love change and adventure. You like to travel. I mean, life is an experience for you fives. Very curious energy. It's the kind of energy that seeks knowledge, that likes to learn things. And you learn by doing, you know. It's from experience. Now, life is a buffet, and you want to try it all. I mean, that's basically the energy of five. And you find that if you know somebody that has five energy, they've got a lot of physical energy. I mean, they just pretty much are like the Energizer Bunny. They just keep going and going and going. And also, you're five. If you're five, you're great with words. They're very skilled speakers. Now, very eloquent speakers, and they have good voices as well. And you'll find that, you know, not only speaking words, but also writing as well. Fives are quite gifted. You will find that your five is a natural-born salesperson, and quite frankly, they can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. They have a talent for promotion as well and networking. Fives can multitask. That drives me crazy about fives. I mean, I'm the kind of person I got to do one thing at a time. But if a person has five energy, and especially if you're born on the fifth, you can multitask. You can do many things at once. They have excellent social skills. I mean, you'll find that everyone is drawn to a five. I mean, hey, let's face it. They're a little bit on the sexy side and intriguing and a little bit, you know, these are the bad boys and the bad girls of the world. And so we all find them intriguing and interesting, and we're all drawn to their energy. The five is really a wonderful energy that gives you the ability to adapt, to allow change into your life, to be flexible, to roll with the punches of life. I mean, that's one of the gifts of being a five. So if you're born on the fifth, there you go. That's a little bit about you. Okay, so I've got a couple of announcements that I want to make before I start talking about this energy for November and what your monthly forecasts are. And what I want to talk about is the next three upcoming shows for Visible by Numbers. You're going to want to get out a piece of paper, and you're going to want to write these down. Because I don't know if any of you have been watching the television show on Lifetime TV. It's the Lifetime station. There's a show on Friday nights at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's called America's Psychic Challenge. And on this show, they have, I think it's 16 psychic mediums. And they put them through these various tests on the show. You know, one of them, they searched for a man hidden in a hospital. One was searching for a guy in a car. They take them to places where murders have taken place, murder scenes, and they have to see what they get as far as information. But there's a lot of different tests that they do each week with these competitors. And I have found this show to be really fascinating to see how each individual psychic or medium, how they get their information. And, you know, you would think a show like this might turn out to be a little bit of a circus. You know, it's kind of a bit of a reality show. But really, it's done with a great deal of reverence and respect for these spiritual and psychic abilities. And so I do find the show to be quite enjoyable. So why am I talking about it? Okay, I'll tell you why. On the 12th, we have Joseph Tittle on our show, and he's one of the finalists on America's Psychic Challenge. Joseph is a psychic, a medium, and an intuitive, and he's going to be on our show discussing his work, his message. He'll be doing readings for you, and certainly, if you've been watching America's Psychic Challenge, this will really give you a great opportunity to talk to Joseph, maybe ask him a few questions. On the 26th of November, I have Michelle White Dove on Visible by Numbers, and she, too, is a finalist on America's Psychic Challenge. And she is also a medium and a psychic, and she's also a medical intuitive. And on that show, on the 26th, Michelle is going to be doing readings, taking your calls, and giving you insights. And again, you can call and ask her questions about her experience as well on America's Psychic Challenge. So I'm really kind of psyched about those two shows. And in between, sandwiched in between these two shows, I have one of the popular hosts on BBS Radio. I have Michael Gogger himself. And Michael is going to be on my show. He normally does Your Inner Thoughts on Sundays and Thursdays. But we're gonna put our combined talents together, and we're going to do a show on Visible by Numbers, and we're going to be doing readings for people on the 19th. And, you know, Michael is a wonderful person. He's very grounded. He's down to earth. But he's also very psychic, very intuitive. He does very accurate readings, and I'm just thrilled to hang out with him and spend some time with him, and I'm delighted that he's going to be on our show on the 19th. You know, frankly, Michael, I got to tell you, you know, maybe you should have been on America's Psychic Challenge. I'm sure you would have been a great contestant, and I'm sure you would have gone all the way. So be sure to join me on the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. Should be some pretty interesting shows. Okay, here's another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, a little announcement, a little reminder. And if you haven't already signed up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter, you know, why don't you take a moment and do it now, because, you know, this is published once a month. It's sent out on the first of the month. It's on the subject of numerology, and I make it fun, and I make it quite informative as well. People send me some great websites, you know, and share them with me, and I like to share them with you. So there's some really great websites that I tell you about in the newsletter, any books that people have recommended or that I've read. You know, I share the books with you. But the best part about the newsletter is you get your monthly forecast every month at the first of the month. So, you know, it's delivered to your email address. And so it's a great way to stay in touch with your energy and know how to work with your energy, knowing each and every month at the beginning of the month what's upcoming for you. So if you're interested in signing up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter, just send me an email and put newsletter in the subject title, and I'd be happy to sign you up. My email addresses are alynch@ptd.net, and you can also email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. And you can go right to the front page of BBS Radio. Just go to Monday Night Programming, click on Visible by Numbers, and they'll have the correct spelling of my email addresses right there on my bio page. So by all means, take a moment and sign up, because you won't be disappointed. You'll enjoy getting those newsletters and knowing what your forecasts are at the beginning of the month. Okay. So let's talk about November now, okay? Let's talk first about this universal month energy. And when a numerologist discusses universal month energy, we're referring to the numeric energy which affects everyone on the planet. Universal month energy is not the same as your personal month energy. But we need to look at it, you know, when we want to get a feel for upcoming events on the planet. Now, your personal month energy relates specifically to you, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit here. Now, November is an 11 month, and that suggests events that will require diplomacy. And the ultimate goal for the month is keeping peace and harmony. Under the influence of the 11, there is an increased sensitivity, both intuitively and certainly emotionally. Things could get volatile, but patience and calm negotiations are necessary, and working for a harmonious outcome truly is going to be the goal of the month of November. The 11 is a master number, so it suggests potential for spiritual growth and illumination, and I think we're all going to be feeling a little bit more intuitive as the month unfolds. And in the news, we might see activity, such things, spiritual things, like metaphysical things, are discussed openly. And perhaps even a message is given to enlighten us or to inspire us in some way. So look for that, as you're looking at the news and the events that are in November, things that pertain to the entire world. Okay, so now let's talk about this personal month energy. This applies specifically to you. Now, it's not that complicated to find out your personal month number, but I want to make things easy for everybody. You use the word calculate and everybody just goes screaming in the other direction like, oh my God, I never was good at math. Well, numerology just takes simple addition and subtraction. That's all you really need. So I'm going to walk you through real clear here how to find your personal month number. And the first thing that we need to do is to find your personal year number. And there's only two things I'm concerned with, or you should be concerned with. And that is the day of your birth, the month and day of your birth, okay? So I want you to get out a piece of paper, and I want to write down the month of your birth, and I want you to write down the day of your birth. Now, looking just at the month, January is a 1, February is a 2, March is a 3, April a 4, May is a 5, June is a 6, July is a 7, August is an 8, September a 9, October a 1. Now, October is a 1 because if you add the 1 plus the 0, it becomes a 1. You have to reduce all double digits to single digits. So I'm just telling you right up front, October is a 1. November is an 11 because you don't reduce master numbers, and 11 is a master number. So if you're born in November, just write down an 11. And December is a 3. If you add the 1 plus the 2, it equals a 3. So if you're born in December, just write down a 3. Okay, got it so far? Good. Excuse me. Now, looking at the day you were born, if you were born on the 1st through the 9th, just write down the number of the day you were born. Now, those of you that are born from the 10th to the 31st, you're going to have to reduce that number to a single digit. For example, if you're born on the 23rd, just add the 2 plus the 3, it equals a 5. So you know for your day number, you're going to write down a 5. If you're born on the 17th, you're going to add that 1 plus that 7, it becomes an 8. And you're going to write down an 8 for your day number, okay? Anyone that was born on the 11th or the 22nd, you don't reduce those because those are master numbers. So if you're born on the 11th or the 22nd, you're just going to write down an 11 or a 22. Simple as that. So now we've got the number for your month, and we've got the number for your day. And now we want to add it to the universal year number. The universal year number for 2007 is a 9, because if you add the 2 plus the 0 plus the 0 plus the 7, it equals a 9. So all of you are going to write down a 9 on where you normally would put your year. So you've got the month, the day, and the year, and all you're going to do is you're going to add them across, okay? Just add them together. So for example, if you're born on December 13th and you want to know what your personal year number is, you know that December is a 3-month. The day is a 13, and you got to reduce it to a single digit, so you're going to add the 1 plus the 3. It becomes a 4. So now you're going to add the 3 for the month, the 4 for the day, 2 and 9, which is the universal year number. And when you add 3 plus 4 plus 9, it's 16. And you know that you've got to reduce even that to a single digit. So you're going to add the 1 plus the 6 together to become a 7. And now you know that you're in a 7 year. Simple as that. So, I'm going to make things easier for you. If you know what your personal year number is, just listen to me and I will tell you exactly what your personal month energy is going to be for the month of November. And for those of you who are listening and you're going, I can't do this, you can't figure it out, not a problem. Email me. Email me at either one of my email addresses and I will let you know what your personal month number is. And if I'm not that busy that day, I might even send you your personal month forecast, okay? All right. So let's get started here. Let's talk about this. If you got a one for your personal year number, then November is a three personal month for you. So what does that mean? Let me tell you. If you have begun something new this year, perhaps something having to do with your career or in your personal life, new opportunities have come to you, and it might have felt like a really exciting and very dynamic year. This month, you may feel even more creative and inspirational. Your mind is on full speed ahead, and your enthusiasm might very well spill over into every aspect of your life. But you may have to rein it on in this month and not just concentrate on the creative ideas, but you also got to pay attention to that follow through. Don't scatter your energies or try to move so fast that you forget the details or avoid the work that needs to be done. You're going to be prone to some really impulsive behavior this month, so take some time to think about your plans before you jump in with both feet. Watch your money and be cautious of overspending. Now the good news is, romance is on the agenda simply because you are just so magnetic this month. Okay, if you are in a two personal year, November is a four personal month for you. This year has required a ton of patience and diplomacy from you. Things seem to be moving ever so slowly and you've had to go over your plans and fine-tune them. This month will especially require you to pay attention to details and read the small print, especially if you're signing any contracts in the month of November. This is a time to commit yourself to focusing on your work and disciplining yourself to getting the task done. You cannot put off to tomorrow what needs to be done today. Luckily, you're better able to concentrate on the work at hand this month, and you'll be able to find yourself to be really determined and work really diligently towards your goals in the month of November. Now, as far as romance goes, it's favored in the sense that if you're involved with someone, you may just get a more serious commitment this month. So that's kind of good news. Now, if you're in a three-personal year, November is a five-personal month for you. The 3 year has highlighted friendships and social activities as well as an awakening of your creativity. This month expects some excitement coming in the form of unexpected changes in your life. The five brings travel, adventure, the possibility of change in residence, or even a change in your career. If you've been looking for a job, this might be the month that you receive multiple offers for employment. If you do not have any work, if you don't do anything having to do with words such as public speaking or writing, this is a month that's really got tremendous opportunity to let this creative juices flow through you. You know, this is a time to, you know, start writing if you've ever thought about writing something, a book or whatever. Or if you have any public speaking engagements, it's a really great month for doing that as well. You may find it a little bit on the hard side to remain focused though, so you might have to bring a little discipline in when it comes to, you know, whatever you're working on. Now, when it comes to relationships, keep it light and playful this month and know that it's most likely it's going to, might be a little short on tack this month. And you might really be distracted by the energy of this month. If you're not involved and meet someone in November, which is your 5 month, enjoy it. But don't expect it to last or evolve into a serious relationship, because usually things that are begun in a 5 month, you know, are not long term. Finally, be cautious about overindulging. You know, you gotta use some moderation, okay, this month, and not only physically, but also with your finances. Really do try not to be too impulsive. Okay. We're going to move on. If you had a four personal year, let's say you came up with a four personal year when you did your calculations, November is a six personal month for you. Now, this year in general has caused you to take a really serious and responsible attitude towards work, and work certainly has been on your agenda this year. It certainly will continue to be your focus until the end of the year. But on some level, you sense that changes are coming, and the workload doesn't seem to bother you as much as it has previously in the year. You may find that you receive some recognition for your efforts this month in the form of some kind of financial gain, or maybe even a promotion at work. The main focus for this month will be in the arena of relationships with friends, families, and coworkers. You may be the proverbial friend in need, or will be in some way find yourself in a position to lend moral support and comfort to those closest to you. In any relationships where there has been discord or arguments, this month will prove to be the one that forces you to find a way to bring them into balance. Tact and diplomacy truly is the key for you during November. Okay. If you're in a five personal year, November is a seven personal month for you. This has been a dynamic year of change for you, and things may have seemed chaotic or hectic, but this month is the time for you to take a little bit of break from your career and life in general. And it's time for you to go on an inward journey. You may find yourself looking at the deeper meaning of life and addressing your spiritual self. You may not feel as social and may actually find yourself in need of a little rest and alone time. Being alone is a good thing for you this month because, you know, it's a good time for you to take this time to contemplate and meditate on the inner you. And, you know, try to take this alone time and embrace it and not feel lonely. Look at the positive things that can come from it. This is a time to examine your life by looking to your future, defining your priorities, and doing some serious soul searching. It's also a wonderful month for you to take time to read or study, or perhaps even take a vacation by the water. Find time to relax and connect to your soul purpose and put other aspects of your life on the back burner this month. Okay, everybody, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take a brief commercial break, and I will be right back on BBS Radio, so enjoy the commercial.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Allison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion for amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Okay, and I'm back. And you know, it's been a long time since I thanked Chet Nichols for the wonderful intros and the commercial and also the ending of Visible by Numbers. And Chet, if you're listening, thank you so much. And if any of you are interested in any creative work whatsoever, if you look in my show info tab right there on the front page of BBS Radio, right by Visible by Numbers on Monday nights, you will see at the bottom of the show info, there's all that information on how to get a hold of Chet in the event that you've got some creative work that maybe you'd like him to apply himself to. Okay, so let's get back to where we were. We were talking about your personal month numbers. And I guess I better take a moment and remind anybody that's joined the show that unfortunately I was unable to be with you live this evening. I had a previous engagement, and so this show is pre-recorded. And so I can't take your calls. I can't do readings. And I'm really sorry for that, but I'll be back again next week. And so, you know, just continue to listen because we're talking about personal month numbers. And we were on if you had a six personal year. Okay, so if you had a six personal year, November is an eight personal month for you. So let's see, your six personal year has brought you a lot of duty and responsibility with family. And it's also required you to work on your relationships. But this month, the focus is going to be on your career and your finances. It's a green light for career, and many positive developments can occur this month. There is a possibility of promotion or even a raise in your future this month, and you surely will be recognized for all the hard work you have put in. Be aware that the eight symbolizes instant karma, so any good news is based upon the effort you have put in earlier this year. On that same note, if you've been slacking, do not expect good news, because this is all about effort versus reward this month. Now, you will be concerned about your finances this month, and it's a good time to pay attention to them, especially if you have any financial dealings with friends and family. Don't go into debt this month. Avoid any major purchases. As far as romance goes, it's very favored, and you better be aware it could be very passionate. Super. Wish I had an eight personal month. That sounds good to me. All right. Let's talk about if you came up with a seven personal year. If you came up with a seven personal year, then November is a nine personal month for you. Now, this has been a year of soul searching for you, and you may have done some self-confrontation, which has caused inner growth and a deeper awareness of who you are and what you need in your life. This month brings a completion to this process, and you may find yourself releasing old perceptions, and indeed, you may even be releasing old relationships and attachments which you have outgrown. This applies not only to your personal life, but also to your career. Perhaps you're disenchanted with the direction your career is going, and you're longing for some new opportunities. The same may apply to your relationships, and this month can actually cause a rift or a break in your relationships. Now, not to worry. If your relationships are strong, they'll survive, but if they have no substance, you may find yourself letting go. Be aware, though, that you have become a little out of touch with your loved ones due to this big inner journey that you've been on this year. And you might, you know, just find that you need to reconnect to them. And you're also going to find that you're a little bit more discriminating of who you want to associate with and who you want to spend time with. So bear that in mind. Okay, if you came up with an eight personal year, November is a one personal month for you. This has put the focus on your finances and career, and this is a powerful month to take on some new challenges with work. You may be feeling really confident, really ambitious, and very creative this month, and you might even feel an inner desire to begin something new. You can expect to have a new opportunity offered to you. And if that's the case, it's full speed ahead. Go for it. You can pretty much accomplish anything this month. You may even feel energized physically at the top of your game. This is a good month for business and finances. You just need to have the courage to act upon your opportunities, and in the process, somewhere along the way, you might even inspire others. This month, you're focused on the task at hand. So remember, you're not as sensitive as normal, and you may even become impatient when others can't keep up with you because you're really under the influence of a lot of physical energy this month. Not many people could keep up with you. So try to keep that in mind, all right? You might be impossible, really, for others to keep up with. You may have to work harder at taking a gentler approach with your loved ones. And regarding romance, if you're not involved, you may meet someone, but just remember, don't come on too strong. Okay, and finally, If you're in a 9 personal year, November is a 2 personal month for you. So all year long, you've been weeding your life out. You've been getting rid of things that no longer serve your greatest and highest good, and you've been letting go. This month brings increased sensitivity and even moodiness as you go through the process of acknowledging what you need to change in your life. You may question your decisions or even feel stuck as to how to proceed. This is not a good month to begin anything, but rather spend time in meditation and reflect upon how you feel about your life and the changes that you feel necessary to make this year. Take some time off, if at all possible, go on a vacation, rest, and nurture yourself. Now, regarding relationships, you're more willing to work on them, and you might find some healing taking place with your relationships. And spiritually, you're doing some serious soul searching, and you certainly are going to feel especially connected and especially intuitive this month. Now, some of you may have come up with an 11 or a 22 year. And if you did, you certainly want to apply what it said. Like if you have an 11, you want to apply the 2-year information to that. And if you came up with a 22, you want to apply what I said about the 4-year. And certainly whenever you're in an 11 and 22 years, you know, these are very important and very significant years for you. You are working with some master energy. You absolutely have gone through this year. It might have felt quite intense. And so, you know, get a reading sometime on personal years, and or at least go and find out what an 11 and a 22 personal year means. And that might give you some insight, especially this year. Okay. I have a little bit of food for thought that I'd like to share with you. It's on the subject of harmony. And, of course, I'm reading this, and I don't really know exactly where it came from, so I apologize to the author. Sorry, I don't have that information. But I thought that this was really something that I'd want bears repeating. And also, I think numerology truly teaches this. So let me share this with you. Harmony doesn't mean that everyone is in agreement. It means that no one is attempting to force his or her opinions on others. Harmony does not mean that everyone is the same. It means that everyone respects and tolerates and even celebrates the differences that give so much richness to life. Harmony is not ever achieved by brute force. Harmony is reached when every individual understands on his or her own terms that it is by far the most effective way to live. Harmony does not come about through intimidation or scolding or threats of punishment. Harmony is reached through understanding. Harmony cannot exist where people are interested only in what they can take. Harmony is built through giving. Harmony comes not by giving in or by being weak or by surrendering one's most treasured principles or by the cowardly attempt to control others. Harmony is the domain of those who are confident enough in their own lives to allow others to peacefully flourish. That is, you know, my life. And especially what I have learned about numerology. And by the experience of doing numerology for so many people, the one thing that I have learned that really relates to what I just read is to allow each person to walk their path, whatever that might be, to allow them to be who they are. Because it's so important when we understand numerology, we understand that energetically we all come with different energy. No two people are alike. We can't expect people to see things the way that we see them, to react to things the way that we react. I mean, we have to allow each and every person to be who they are, their authentic selves. And certainly numerology By having a numerology reading or by understanding your own energy, it's one of the great steps towards self-enlightenment because it enlightens you about your personal energy. And it allows you to love yourself, to accept yourself, and to embrace your own personal energy. And on the same note, numerology truly teaches the love of others, because when you understand what your energy is and accept it, and you understand that other people have different numbers, it also teaches you to love and accept them. And so when I read this, I really thought that, you know, it's important to mention that to come to this beautiful place of harmony, to come to this place where you just allow each person to live peacefully and to flourish in their world, you know, you really have to come to this place of love of self, but also unconditional love of others and acceptance. And numerology just brilliantly, brilliantly teaches that. And so, you know, if you get a book, or if you start working with the numbers of your friends, or with family members, or even people that you don't understand. It could be your nemesis. It could be your enemy. It could be the coworker at work that's driving you crazy. You work with their numbers, and you begin to understand their motivations, or perhaps what makes them different from you, or how they see things different from you. I mean, it's a wonderful tool. And there's so many wonderful numerology books out there that would connect you to what the numbers mean and teach you how to use them. And so I really encourage each and every one of you to consider this. You know, it helps you figure out people in your life. And not only the people that drive you crazy. I mean, this also can apply to the people that you love. You know, if you want better relationships with your loved ones, numerology is a great way to connect to their energy and to understand them fully. And, you know, with all of that understanding comes the acceptance, the self-love, the self-acceptance, and also the love of others. So, you know, the whole point of this entire dissertation is to really encourage you, those of you that are interested in numerology, to pursue it. And if not for any other reason, pursue it to help yourself grow spiritually, to help enlighten yourself. I really feel that numerology can help you raise your spiritual vibration and raise you up and make you a better person and make life easier for everyone around you. Okay, if y'all just hold on one moment, I'm going to be going over an email question. Okay. I received an email from a lady who wanted a little insight regarding her husband, and she gave me his date of birth, which was 8/31/62. Okay, and I believe that this email, let me see. Okay, Allison lost it. Okay, it's from a lady named Jeanette. Okay, so Jeanette, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you that information. And certainly those of you that are listening to the program, sometimes people don't want to call in. Sometimes they can't get through because we do get quite a few calls during Visible by Numbers. And also some of you are not necessarily comfortable with talking on the radio, and I understand that. So if you would like me to do an on-air reading for you, you can send me a date of birth, and I'd be happy to do that. You can send me the name even on the birth certificate. And I'll be happy to do it on the next show that I'm on and give you that information. I'll even email you in advance and let you know what show to listen to. So really quickly, let's talk about Jeanette's husband and what information that I can get from his date of birth. Jeanette, I'm going to tell you that your husband is a three life path. And so with that being said, your husband certainly is a magnetic person. He's a very creative and artistic person. Who needs to express himself. It's very important for your husband to express himself because that helps to keep him in touch with his emotions, keep him in touch with his inner child. Three people that have three energy, you've got to express. If you don't express, do something artistic, you can actually get depressed. And that's totally opposite to the energy of the threes. They're usually very optimistic, very outgoing, very energetic people. They inspire. And if they don't keep in touch with this creativity, you can actually send them in the reverse. Now, your husband has a gift with words, so he certainly can tell wonderful stories and speak and also write words. I would say on a psychic level, your husband might be clairvoyant or a medium. I mean, those of you are aware of Juno Jordan in her book, Romance in the Name. She specifically tells about threes as being mediums. They have the ability to receive prophetic dreams and also visions. So your husband, if he pursues this, he might have a tendency to be quite clairvoyant and receive messages. I would say that your husband is a star, really. You know, three people, people notice them. They like being around them. They're very friendly, very jovial. They make jokes. Probably one of his most difficult things with this energy is the fact that they can scatter their energy. They actually can be here, there, and everywhere and have a hard time completing tasks. But luckily for your husband, he has a 31 birthday. So this does bring to him a certain amount of discipline. So he can discipline himself. He can focus his considerable talents. And he can work hard and methodically towards, you know, getting the task done. And this makes your husband honest and high values and love of family and wanting structure in his life and building his life step by step. This helps to rein in that scattered artistic energy of his life path, really. It's opposites, you know. Technically, probably one day he can be, you know, a real clown, and other days he might be quite serious, or he can apply this creativity perhaps to something artistic, but be anal about other things around the house, because he literally has both of these energies in his chart. Now, his major overall challenge in life has been his own feeling about himself, self-love, self-acceptance. Maybe he's afraid to step into his power or to be powerful. Somewhere along the lines of his youth, perhaps somebody inhibited him or maybe took away his self-esteem. And so he is working on that in this lifetime. And, you know, he has to empower himself and choose confidence and set the bar higher and realize that really he is a natural-born leader. Although he may not want to step into the limelight, he truly belongs there. At this time in his life, you know, he may be, there's a lot of spiritual things around him, spiritual soul searching, inward journey. He may not be as social at this time in his life as he has been in the past. He may be studying things or drawn towards the metaphysical. Certainly anything having to do with learning in this arena would be very easy for him at this time in his life. He's in the seven pinnacle. And so that's going to allow it. He may feel lonely. He may feel not necessarily connected to the rest of us. He may feel different or like he doesn't fit in at this time. Sometimes seven pinnacles are quite hard for people, especially if they don't have seven energy. So I would really, you know, to answer this question in full, I would really like to look at his name on his birth certificate. Of course, I don't have that. What I could tell you that's upcoming for him is really a time in his life that will bring him abundance and bring money into his life, so that's kind of a good thing. I see some power and mastery ahead for him. And next year, he's got a year of some hard work coming up for him. Hopefully, he was very creative this year. Next year, he's going to have to put his nose to the grindstone, and he's definitely going to have to apply some of that discipline in his chart. So there you go, Jeanette. That's what I've got for you today. And thank you so much for your email question. And again, I encourage everyone, if you want me to do a reading for you on air, just email me your date of birth and your name on your birth certificate, and I'd be happy to do that. All right, I've about reached the end of my time. I'm so sorry that I couldn't come to you live this evening. I really miss your feedback, talking to you, your questions. And so I apologize, but I'll be back again next week. Remember, I got three fabulous shows coming up with two of the psychics from America's Psychic Challenge, and Michael Gogger himself will be here on the 19th. So make sure you join me. Thank you so much for being here. And of course, as always, I wish you abundant blessings and good night.